Here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday. It's the 8th of October, 2010. It's the birthday of Frank Herbert, born in Tacoma, Washington, 1920, author of many books of science fiction. His first big success, Dune, published in 1965, about a desert planet where people only survive because they've learned to conserve and recycle every possible trace of moisture. It's the birthday of the historian Walter Lord, born Baltimore in 1917, best known for his book A Night to Remember, about the sinking of the Titanic. It's the birthday of Robert Lawrence Stein, R.L. Stein, born in Bexley, Ohio, 1943. He was a social studies teacher, became a freelance writer, started writing humorous books for kids, but his career took off when he started writing scary stories for young adults. By the early 1990s, R.L. Stein was selling about 1 million copies per month. His Fear Street series was the first modern book series for children that sold equally well to both boys and girls. It was on this day in 1871 two deadly fires broke out in the Midwest, the Great Chicago Fire and the Peshtigo Fire, Peshtigo, Wisconsin. Because Chicago was a big city, its fire got most of the attention at the time. But the Peshtigo Fire was the deadliest fire in American history. At least 1,200 people died, maybe twice as many. Peshtigo was a logging town in the North Woods, had a population of about 1,700, plus farmers in the outlying area. October the 8th, 1871, it was a Sunday. The woods had been in a drought since May. Small brush fires had been breaking out for weeks. And at 8:30 in the evening on October 8th, 1871, the wind picked up, and residents of the town saw fire on the horizon. It swept through the town like a tornado or a hurricane. And by 10 p.m., the entire town was gone. A woman wrote in a letter to her sister-in-law, "It came on us very suddenly. Oh, Mary, it was truly a night of horror. It rained fire. The air was on fire. Some thought the last day had come. The air was full of sand, dust, ashes, cinder, sparks, smoke, and fire. To save themselves, people ran for the river. Many of them died not by being burned, but from suffocation or from heart attacks. There's a museum in Peshtigo commemorating the fire, but there's not that much to put in it because almost nothing in the town survived. It was all burnt up." Here's a poem for today by Kenneth Rexroth entitled Gradualism. "We slept naked on top of the covers and woke in the chilly dawn and crept between the warm sheets and made love. In the morning, you said, it snowed last night on the mountain. High up on the blue-black diorite, faint orange streaks of snow in the ready dawn. I said, it has been snowing for months all over Canada and Alaska and Minnesota and Michigan. Right now, wet snow is falling in the morning streets of Chicago. Bit by bit, they are making over the world, even in Mexico, even for us." Gradualism, a poem by Kenneth Rexroth from Sacramental Acts, published by Copper Canyon Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, partners with the National Endowment for the Arts in Poetry Out Loud, a national poetry recitation contest for high school students. More information at poetryfoundation.org. And by the Wall Street Journal Weekend, with four sections of ideas, information, advice, and destinations designed to help you get more out of the weekend. The Wall Street Journal Weekend is available at newsstands every Saturday. Written by Betsy Allister. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch. Hello, it's Garrison Keillor, hoping you'll come see A Prairie Home Companion on a movie screen near you Thursday, October 21st, live. Visit us at prairiehome.org for movie theater and ticket info, and we'll see you there.